Page 20. Feast your eyes on these Asian delights. Whether you're on the move or in the kitchen, you can experience a taste of Asia this Lunar New Year. Hong Kong's skyline is breathtaking. In Hong Kong, the sight to see is not a single monument or even a majestic natural vista. It is the city's glittering homage to the modern skyscraper, a breathtaking skyline with verdant Victoria Peak as the picture postcard backdrop. Still, when I arrived in Hong Kong for a long weekend, I was a bit worried that my first visit to the city of 7 million would be a disappointment. I roamed the city in search of the best vantage point to take in the man-made monument to architectural ambition. The skyline revealed itself like a kaleidoscope, changing with the angle, the weather, and the time of day. From the ferry, I got aboard the 123-year-old Star Ferry for the short trip across Victoria Harbour from Hong Kong Island to Kowloon. The ferry is a delightful and inexpensive way to take in that view. Most of the tall buildings are on the Hong Kong Island side, so as the ferry pulled away from the pier, I looked back for my first view of the skyline. It was dark by then, and the illuminated skyscrapers danced magically above the water. From Victoria Peak. Early the next morning, I headed for the tram to Victoria Peak. The Peak Tram has been around for 120 years, and before there was a skyline, it was one of Hong Kong's main attractions. It's still a charming and certainly less exhausting way to scale the 1,800-foot peak. A hiking trail encircles the peak. The northern part of the trail looks down on the skyline, and as the path swung southward, the sweeping views took in the rest of the lush island, including distant beachfront settlements and the sea. I spent my last afternoon hiking the shady trails and gazing again at that remarkable skyline, a masterpiece that even the most beautiful postcards cannot quite capture. A wok is a chef's best friend for simple, efficient cooking. In 1999, the world didn't know much about a Chinese-American test kitchen director named Grace Young. She had just published The Wisdom of the Chinese Kitchen, a cookbook and culinary memoir of her parents' immigrant journey to America. Today, after penning two more books, Young is considered an authority on wok cookery, earning nicknames including the Poet Laureate of the Wok. When we first met, I didn't own a wok, but through Young's tutelage, the wok has gone from stranger to BFF, turning out omelets, curries, fried chicken, steamed mussels, and, yes, Asian-style stir-fry. While paging through her newest work, Stir-Frying to the Sky's Edge, I read, "While the term stir-fry is now part of the American culinary vocabulary, the art of stir-frying remains misunderstood." I was immediately reminded of the early days of our friendship when Young taught me, via email, how to stir-fry iceberg lettuce, a traditional dish to usher in good fortune for the Lunar New Year. I had been skeptical. Could a quick jostle in hot oil and aromatics really transform lettuce? That little experiment paved the way for my wok-filled future. All this reminiscing got me thinking. In our continual search for ease and simplicity in the kitchen, why do we overlook the wok? I studied the farmer's market hall sitting on my kitchen counter, a head of romaine and a handful of cherry tomatoes. What if I broke out of my rut of raw salad with a few glugs of dressing to wok it? After washing and chopping, the woked version came together in less than 5 minutes. It was glisteningly beautiful, the kitchen smelled great, and I used just 2 tablespoons of oil for the entire dish. Wok, don't run. Vocabulary focus. Homage. Verdant. Vantage point. Lush. Usher in. paved the way for. Hall.